When I arrive at the Meyerson's house for dinner, I realize that this isn't an ordinary meal. It's a high holiday. But which one is it? I can tell by the assorted Haagen-Dazs on the table, the crunch of the spicy homemade pickles, and the gefilte fish being prepared in the kitchen, that it must be Passover. I slowly mingle around the dining room and kitchen, trailing behind my dad and brother, hugging all of my family friends, following the same procedures as the year before. Greet, make small talk, and help peel boiled eggs in the kitchen. The same thing I did last Passover. When we all settle around the dinner table, we're all eager to eat, but we have to wait until we've all taken turns reading from our Haggadahs, the prayer book. This is the part of Passover I am not so fond of. Reading from the Haggadahs takes a long time, and while you're reading, you can smell the matzo ball soup wafting into the dining room. Also, the youngest child at the Seder has to read the four questions, which is always me, a prayer that tells the meaning of Passover. I am always nervous to recite the Hebrew prayer, but when I am, I don't care if my voice cracks or if I hit a high note. I just keep on singing. After we finish the four questions, we do the blessing over the wine. We all hold up our glasses and say, L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Which means to life. After all of the blessings, we finally get to eat. I pass up gefilte fish, but get seconds on apricot peach compote and Hillel sandwiches. I listen to the adults' conversations about politics, schools, and family gossip. For dessert, we all dig into unleavened chocolate cake with whipped cream and strawberries. To our family, Passover is about the people we're with and getting to spend time together. Although the Passover story is the same every year, it seems that we understand the story better every time we hear it. As we say goodbye to our friends and head home, we anticipate doing the same exact process and seeing the same company the next year.